This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coming up, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. But first, okay, hello.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
It's Slash.
Slash, you just won tickets to see Slash and Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. You are caller 9.
Oh, my God.
Paramount Theater, February 9th.
Congratulations,
holy cow, you got through, man. These are great seats, and you got a chance to win a signed Les Paul guitar, signed by Slash.
Wow.
Yeah.
Slash is nice enough to do that.
I've always tried these things. I never win. This is great.
It's your day. Yeah, we've got tickets all this week for everyone to check out Slash and Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, Paramount Theater. That show is February 9th. If you would like another alternative way to win, head to KISW.com and put in the secret word, which is dream. But congratulations, Slash. You're on your way to see Slash.
All right. How are you guys?
We're doing great, man.
We're doing well, man.
Honest to God, do you...
Awesome.
You give somebody your phone number, you kind of forget or whatever. Do people bug you for tickets? you're in a certain town, it's like, hey, just Jamie, man.
You know, I mean, all things considered, yeah.
You remember me, man. It's Jamie, man. You remember me.
Hey, man, long time no talk to you. You got any tickets?
Yeah. Can you give me a tool?
You know what you need to do, man? Maybe you've already done. You need, like, a burner phone, right? So when you're trying to be really, really cool to someone, like, yeah, here's my number. But that way, anytime the burner phone rings, you know that is not someone you want to talk to.
Yeah, well, these people know my number well in advance.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, your tour kicks off February 8th in Portland, then you come up here the next night. Are your bags already packed? I mean, are you ready to just get the hell out of the house?
Yeah, we're ready to go. For us, it's been since 2019, since the last gigs that we did. It's a long time. None of us are really sort of built for this kind of, you know, sitting around stuff. So everybody's excited to get going, and we're rehearsing right now. And then our bags are packed.
Is this why, so as a result of COVID and all that, obviously you couldn't gig, but it seems to us that you've been exceptionally busy in the last, like, some people started making sourdough bread. With you, it's like, yeah, we're doing Guns N' Roses. Yeah, I'm back with Miles Kennedy. I mean, does the fact that you've had so much time off, does that lend itself to you guys kind of getting together and doing all this extra stuff?
Well, I mean, for a minute there was no getting together because it was, that first year was pretty intense. So I just kept busy doing stuff on my own and doing stuff virtually. You know, I did some sessions where you just did everything online basically for a while. But then I started doing demos for the Conspirators record, and I did that on my own until things started to lighten up a little bit. And then Todd came down and put some bass on the demos, and I was just sending the stuff to Miles. But eventually everybody came in and we did a couple weeks of pre-production. And then we went to Nashville to go record the record with Dave Cobb over at his place. So at RCA Studio A, actually. And like that. But for a while there was nothing but Zoom and telephone calls.
I see that you said in an interview that you took a bus there. You didn't take a Greyhound, did you?
Yeah. Well, we were trying to, you know, be cautious and safety first, right?
So sure.
We all tested and then got on the bus, and it was fun because we'd been cooped up for so long for everybody to get back on a bus and drive, you know, almost across the country.
So feasibly.
Feasibly. It was a lot of fun.
Feasibly, I could have been in like a Waffle House in, I don't know, Wichita. You could have been in there.
Yeah. Well, we didn't stop anywhere. The things were still pretty intense at that time. You know, this was like March, April of last year.
So with this one, I guess with this tour, you guys are going to be on a bus, right?
Yeah, we'll be on a bus.
So that's
going to be really tight. I just toured with Guns N' Roses a few months ago, and we had really a tight bubble happening then, and we managed to get through the tour successfully. So we're going to follow those same kind of guidelines on this. So it's really get to the gig, play the show, and then onto the next venue. But there's no socializing, there's no after show parties, there's none of that stuff.
Is that a good thing?
So yeah,
I mean, as you get older, right? You know, in your 20s, like, I want to party. But, like, man, we're all getting older. Your body hurts, you know what I mean? So, like, after you do a show, just the idea that, okay, we are done, man. I have no more obligations. Is that kind of a positive thing?
Well, you know, I mean, all things considered, I'm used to seeing people after the show on the road. Have done for as long as this band's been together, which has been, like, 10 years now. 11 years, actually. So it's actually a little bit of a relief not to have to see anybody after the show.
We get it, man.
You still have to deal with us. But when you're in Guns N' Roses, you fly places, right?
When Guns N' Roses what?
When you're on tour, don't you guys fly from date to date depending on the distance between?
No, when we're in the States, we take buses. We fly international.
Okay.
You know, from country to country. But when we're in the States, we're all on buses.
Now, do you have your own bus now, compared to, you know, in 1989?
Yeah, with Guns N' Roses, I have my own bus, yeah.
That's crazy. So you can do you still smoke cigarettes, or did you finally call that a day?
No, man, I haven't smoked cigarettes since 2009.
Damn, oh, wow, nice. Man.
Really?
That is amazing.
I'm a smoker.
You know, that was the hardest thing. You know, I've had many vices, and that was the hardest one to quit. I'm still chewing gum because of that.
Yeah, we got you. Last time you were in studio, this is probably when you released your book. We brought you a tea, and you started chopping up the sugar powder on the counter. We're like, hey, man, come on.
You were chopping up like cocaine, but you were doing it absently.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You're just talking,
like, hey, man.
We were like, dude.
Wait, are you joking?
No. Honestly, got truth.
Yeah,
we went to a commercial break, and I want to say someone brought in creamer or Sweet 'n Low or something, right? Hey. So you're telling us off air, just like some old stories and all this kind of thing. But the idea was like, hey, man, I've kicked a lot of habits. And it's a heart-to-heart talk. But we realized, like, you were chopping up the Sweet 'n Low, like, lines of cocaine. Dude. We were like, that's kind of like chewing gum, I guess, when you're smoking, right? Like,
yeah. The album is Four. It's out February 11th. Now, I got to ask you. So the third single, that one's called Call Off the Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, keep in mind, the second single, Fill My World, is actually about Miles Kennedy's dog, Mozart. Now, since we don't know the rest of the track listing for the album, it seems that this album leans very dog-heavy. So we have a couple guesses of maybe some of the covers that appear on the rest of the album. Is there Giving the Dog a Bone from AC/DC?
No.
Bark at the Moon from Ozzy.
No, those are the only two dog references on the record.
Those are the only two. All right.
No Hair of the Dog, no Black.
Actually, the Fill My World song, I didn't even know it was about a dog. So recently, he said it in an interview. I thought it was about a person.
So were you, do you have to like be cool about it? Like, what? It's about your dog.
But it was a love song.
How do you, so you said, you know, one of the things, you started doing demos for the Miles Kennedy and all this. You just did a tour with Guns N' Roses. Do you, as you come up with different song ideas, do you think to yourself, like, this one makes more sense with the conspirators, or this one makes more sense with Guns N' Roses, or do you just kind of throw it out there and see who likes what?
With the conspirators, like, a lot of this record was written during the tour, the last tour that we did, because that's really where I do the most writing for the conspirators, is on the conspirators tour.
Okay.
So I compiled a bunch of music that we recorded, you know, like in hotel rooms and dressing rooms and stuff like that, sound checks. So that was like six songs on the record, and then four of them, since I was in that conspirators mode to do a new conspirators record, I wrote a bunch of material, and there was four songs that were very much inspired by the pandemic issues and situation. And so those songs were written specifically for conspirators. But when I'm out with Guns N' Roses, anything I write or do, you know, is automatically sort of inspired by that. And so it's really sort of goes in that count.
Okay. Slash, a couple questions here, a couple personal questions for you. Just curious, where on someone's body is the strangest place that someone has showed you a tattoo of you on their body?
Well, fortunately, it hasn't been between anybody's butt cheeks.
All right. Okay.
No, I think just on someone's, I guess it was their right breast, I think. A girl's right breast was, one of those places where I was really surprised to see it.
Well, now,
usually on backs or arms or legs, a lot of legs. Yeah.
Do you ever think about, though, like the boyfriend or husband of that particular woman?
Right.
So every time, I want to get frisky with my wife, Slash is staring back at me because I like boobs. That almost seems unfair.
Yeah.
You know what? It's always an awkward moment.
Yes.
When someone shows you, especially a girl,
okay.
Because you wonder exactly, what kind of explanation there needs to be, if it's just like, this is what I'm doing, and don't even...
Well, it's hard to be critical, because it's your name, so you've got to like it.
Yeah, but what if the art's terrible?
That's what I was going to say, man.
Like,
have you ever looked at that guy and like, God, that's bad work?
That's disrespectful to me.
It is a trip.
Second personal question, Slash. Is it weird that people dress up like you for Halloween?
No, I mean, yeah, but over the years, it's actually sort of cool because it's very sort of tongue in cheek kind of a thing. I think being immortalized as a cartoon or in some sort of animated way that's funny, or Halloween costumes, is all very sort of humbling I actually don't mind it so much. It's when people take me way too seriously.
Well, especially because you're an actual person. People might dress like a historical person. Otherwise, you dress like a character. But, like, people legitimately just dress as you. I mean, that has to be kind of insane. Like, it's just me, man.
It's funny when you see people at the shows dressed like me. I don't look at the audience very much. I sort of make a point not to. But when you do sort of peek up for a second, you see somebody in a top hat with curly hair and all that, and sunglasses, and you're just like... It's a doppelganger. You're like, whoa. I did go to a party a few years ago, and I went to this, it was a very Hollywood party, and I went there, and there was three of me there and two Axels. And this was way before I got back into customers. And that was a very awkward moment.
Did you get your picture taken with all three?
No, but I did have a conversation with Axel and Slash at one point.
That's crazy.
I think you should do a public service announcement. Look, you'd break a lot of hearts, you'd hurt a lot of feelings, but you'd say, guys, listen, I respect that you want to dress up like me, man, it's very cool, but I'm going to be dead honest with you. Top hats don't work on most people. There's like you and Abraham Lincoln, right? And after that, I cannot think of anyone in a top hat where you thought they looked good, right?
Unless they're a musician.
Oh.
Or a magician.
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't the obviously the first guy to wear in the music business to wear a top hat. I've seen Tom Petty wear one. I've seen Mick Jagger wear one. Obviously, Mark Bolan, Robin Zander. But I thought they all looked good. But there was only like one-offs, I guess, because
right.
You only saw those pictures like once in a while. But I picked it up. It wasn't really having anything to do with anything. I just thought it looked cool in the store and started wearing it. And it became a tool to be able to sort of hide behind,
right.
And that was it. I didn't know that it was going to turn into something where it was so easily recognizable,
Didn't you lose that thing one time?
Huh?
Didn't you lose that thing?
Oh, I had, I'd gotten drunk and lost a couple, and I had a couple stolen.
Jeez.
I had one stolen, and I actually got it back. There's been a few casualties.
Slash with Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, a show Paramount Theater on February 9th. Congratulations to you, Slash. You want to go to the will call window, and
yes.
Your tickets are available on the KISW guest and win list for that show.
You guys, I appreciate it so much. Yes. You're the
f***ing
best.
All right. Good talking to you, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.